This is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned in to the new eHealth Radio Network and the Health and Fitness Channel. On the show today, we're with Randy Dukoff, owner of Core & More Health & Fitness and partner at Vital Advantage Consulting. Randy specializes in helping entrepreneurs, executives, and professional women regain their health by reducing stress, doubling their energy, and having more time to enjoy their lives through easy lifestyle changes. Randy, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So how do you define health, Randy?
That's a really good question. Most people define health as the absence of disease, but health is so much more than that. It starts developing, hopefully, before you ever hit a disease. Health embodies your energy, vitality, and your lifestyle, because what you do now will affect your future. Health and lifestyle include what you fuel yourself with and what are you drinking. I like to ask people to look at their diet and honestly decide, are most of the foods they're eating fake foods or whole foods? Health is also defined by exercise, movement, relaxation, stress levels, sleep, and your body's ability to detoxify itself. Health should also include your financial and sexual health because it's all interconnected. It's very difficult to segregate any of the points of health.
What are your top five recommendations to increasing your energy, vitality, and health?
I'm going to give you the top five, and then I'm just going to give you a little piece on each one. My top five are hydration, whole foods, movement/exercise, self-care, and sleep. So if I start with hydration, our body is 75% water, and most people are dehydrated all the time, and they confuse that with hunger, so they're overeating. The suggestion is drink half your body weight in ounces of water every day. And a great tip is to buy a bottle of Celtic sea salt, the gray kind, and put a pinch of that in your water bottle because Celtic sea salt actually acts as an anti-inflammatory and as an electrolyte, allowing you to keep more of what you need out of the water, especially if you're drinking an Evian or Jhana or Fiji. You're getting minerals in that water. The second one that I spoke about is whole foods. What you want to do is crowd out the random cravings by including as many whole foods as possible into your day. A great example is to start with greens, dark leafy greens, veggies, and fruits, because they're filled with dense nutrients, and dense nutrients shut off your hunger cravings later because your body gets what it needs. The third is movement/exercise. A static body leads to a sick body. Movement and exercise are crucial for your immune system, your detox system, to be at their best. Movement allows your lymph fluids to move through your body and get rid of the garbage, such as the viruses and bacteria, that they have trapped. Otherwise, it sits there the way garbage sits on the street in the summer, just stagnating in your body and letting out fumes, which you don't want there. So movement allows the toxins to travel out of your body. The other great benefit to exercise and movement is that it boosts your mood. It can release serotonin, which helps balance your brain chemicals and helps you to be able to look at the glass being half full every day. More optimism, more energy, just feeling better and ready to attack anything. The fourth one that I spoke about is self-care. People don't take enough time for themselves, especially the women professionals, executives. They're so busy putting in all their time at work, coming home, taking care of their children, taking care of their husbands, their homes, their families, that they get put last. And what people don't realize is if you're not filling your tank up, so to speak, if you're not doing for yourself, you run out of what you're giving out, and eventually you start giving too much, if that makes sense, and you run yourself dry. You set yourself up for disease and sickness if you don't take time for, whether it's a massage, again, helping move the lymph fluid out, or take time for the exercise, or schedule in time to read a book, or meditate, or just walk outside, whatever that self-care is for you. You must take that time to fill up. And the last one is sleep, and sometimes I think this should be first. Sleep is so important. Sleep is when your body repairs itself, both physically and mentally. And so many people put sleep last. They say, oh, I'll go to bed at 12. It's okay. Let me finish what I have to do. And you can't do that. You should really try and start committing to going to bed even 15 minutes earlier each night. Maybe start your sleep routine 30 minutes before you go to bed. Sleep helps to balance your stress hormones, especially cortisol, which when it gets raised, that contributes to people getting that tired belly, that poochy stomach, and the dreaded metabolic syndrome. It also makes it easier to eat well when you have enough sleep. Lack of sleep wreaks havoc on your immune system, like I was saying, and your stress levels and your hormones and your hunger. The best thing about sleep is it's free. Take advantage of it. You will see immediate benefits right away, such as a brighter complexion, less hunger, less perceived stress, better eating patterns, and more energy, which allows you to be more productive during the day and make more money.
Looking at checkups, are there any tests you recommend people have run during their annual checkups?
Yes. One of the most important things, and not all doctors are running these, and I just want to get the word out so people ask for it. One of the most important things to look for is your vitamin D level. It's considered the 25-OH. If your doctor does not run it, you can even go to my website. There's a link under resources or called directlabs.com where you can order this for yourself at a reduced rate like your copay would be. But vitamin D has a range of 30 to 100. And many doctors look at your answer once they look at your result once they run that test. And if you're in the range, they let it go. But really, you want to be at least halfway between the low and the high. And with D, you want to be much higher than halfway. D has been shown to protect against colds and flu, respiratory infections, diabetes, immune disease, and most importantly, cancer. There is such a high correlation with patients that have had low D levels and have had cancers, especially female cancers and male cancers like prostate, breast, ovarian, cervical. It's imperative that you get your D. It's also been shown to help improve your mood, which helps with your energy, and help with weight loss. People that are very low in D might be doing everything right, and their body is still going to struggle to give up that extra weight. And as we all know, extra weight bogs you down and contributes to you being tired, stressed, and cranky and not productive. Most people go to the doctor and they get their cholesterol and triglycerides checked. That's great, but I'm not as concerned with people's cholesterol number as I am with their ratio of the HDL, which is considered the beneficial cholesterol, and their LDL, which is considered the quote-unquote bad cholesterol. But take it one step further and have your doctor check the particle size of your LDL cholesterol. Regardless of what your number is, you might have a really low number overall, but if your particle sizes are small and dense, that's like thinking of marbles traveling through your veins and through your body. And if five marbles come to a pass at the same time and they clog it up, you have much more of a chance of a blockage because fluid and blood can't get by and oxygen can't get by. If your particle sizes are light and fluffy like Nerf balls, they're porous. And even if five of them do happen to come to an opening or a tunnel or a canal at the same time, fluid, oxygen, blood can all still keep getting by, and you're much less likely to be at risk for a stroke or heart attack. Along with those numbers, yes, you do want to check your cholesterol, like I said, the ratios, and your triglycerides. But even more important on top of those two would be signs of inflammation, inner inflammation, which you may not know. And you can be fit and still be unhealthy on the inside. So you want to have your C-reactive protein tested and your homocysteine. And all of those numbers together, your triglycerides, your homocysteine, your C-reactive protein, your cholesterol, your particle size, even your vitamin D, give your doctor a much better picture to determine whether or not you're at risk and if changes need to be made. The last two tests that I suggest people have are their glucose and fasting insulin levels, because very often people are walking around in a pre-diabetic state and they're unaware of it. And had they known or had they been aware and educated on how they could prevent that, they could prevent so much disease in their life and unhappiness, you know, just by getting that taken care of before it becomes a problem.
Today we are with Randy Dukoff, owner of Corey Moore Health and Fitness and partner of Vital Advantage Consulting here on eHealth Radio. Do you think food can really affect a person's health and energy levels?
Absolutely. The best way that you could figure that out is to keep a little food log. I call it a diary. So I'm not looking, when I say this to somebody, I'm not looking at the amount of calories they're putting in. I want to see how their food's making them feel. So the best thing you could do is write down what you had for breakfast, what you had for lunch, and what you had for dinner, and you can even include your snacks. And about an hour to 90 minutes after you've eaten, come back to your food log and just write down what you're feeling. Write down, I have a lot of energy, or I was full but wanted a snack. I was tired and needed a cup of coffee, or I wanted a chocolate bar. I had great energy. I was able to go like the Energizer Bunny and didn't want any more food for 5 hours. You'll start to see patterns. You'll start to see which foods are making your energy levels and your health skyrocket and which ones are affecting you. Until you do that, it's very, very hard to determine. And to supplement those foods, there's just a couple of supplements I would suggest people add into their diet. One would be omega-3 fish oil. As long as you're not taking blood thinners, they're anti-inflammatory. They add energy, brain health, cardiovascular disease. Include 1,000 to 3,000 milligrams. Again, vitamin D, once you've had that tested, you want to add in 2,000 to 5,000 IUs. A high-quality probiotic. This will help you digest the foods that you're eating that we just spoke about as far as foods being able to affect your health and energy level. Your immune system is 70% in your digestive system. Antibiotics in the environment put you at a disadvantage for absorbing the nutrients that you are eating when you do switch over to better foods. And the last two I suggest people get are magnesium, because deficiencies are tied to aches and pains, allergies, asthma, ADD, muscle cramps, heart disease, and more, and resveratrol, which is the agent, that's the nutrient in red wine and red grapes that is all the rage. You know, it's also being tested as anti-cancer agent. So if you stick those supplements in and you start eating really whole foods, better foods, energetic foods, you'll notice a difference in your stress and energy levels and health every day.
In conclusion, what are your top five foods to increase your better health?
That's a great question. And if I could, I would give you my top 50, but I'm going to limit it to the top five that I think give you the biggest bang for the buck. The first would be dark leafy greens, bok choy, spinach, kale, chard, collard greens, anything dark and leafy like that. They're good for blood purification. They give you calcium, more calcium than milk, and dense nutrients. And when you get those dense nutrients, such as the vitamin B and the K and the C, which are in there, along with calcium and protein, your hunger lessens later. And an easy way to get it is to stick greens in a fruit smoothie. You won't taste them, but you get the benefits. You could stick them in your eggs in the morning, have them as a side or a salad. The second thing I love are berries, and the darker the better. Berries are the lowest fruit in sugar and the highest in minerals, nutrients, and phytonutrients. They show great protection for your brain, for your heart, for your body, just energy. They're sweet. They hit the craving. They hit that sweet spot when you have a craving, and they're anti-cancerous. The next one would be mushrooms. That's hard for some people. It took me a really long time to develop a taste for them. But if you do, they're now proven that 1/10 of a cup of mushrooms a day can really help prevent cancer and protect you going forward. The last two would be healthy fats. Suggestions could be wild salmon or avocado. Make some fresh guacamole or raw walnuts you could put in. All high in omega-3 and healthy fats for your body. And you need fat to lose fat, and you need fat for brain health, and you need fat for energy. And the last would be superfoods. These are fun. Play with things like dark chocolate, a couple of great brands, or Gnosis or Nivmor. You want to look for anything that has 75% or more of cacao. Chia seeds are high in omega-3 and fiber. You can throw them into a smoothie, you know, in a blender, like a Vitamix blender. Goji berries you can throw into your salad, your oatmeal, your yogurt. Maca powder, again, something you can put in a smoothie. And as I said, any of these superfoods, and there's many, many more, you can play with them as toppings on the foods you're eating already. And they, again, just give you so much protection for your health, and they add to your energy and vitality.
Great information. We've been speaking with Randy Dukoff, owner of Core and More Health and Fitness, also partner of Vital Advantage Consulting. Randy specializes in helping entrepreneurs, executives, and professional women regain their health by reducing stress, doubling their energy, and having more time to enjoy their lives through easy lifestyle changes. And the website of reference is finalstoptohealth.com. Randy, thanks so much for being a part of eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Likewise. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to the new eHealth Radio Network. And we thank you for listening to this health and fitness channel. And until next time, enjoy.